So considerably better. There are a bunch of things. I wouldn't say necessarily wrong with our first, but we didn't look very good with the puck. Like, we had a lot of things that we, our hands looked slow, but I think the driver was the feet. And then, you know, they're missing a couple of guys out of their day, but, you know, they just came off wins. They beat Calgary. They beat Colorado. You're going to get their best early, and there's still, geez, five or six guys there with a bunch of Stanley Cup rings. So they played well in the first. We didn't do enough to get going, and then we did. Our forecheck got better, just our general speed of everything that we did, and we were able to start choking some pucks off in the neutral zone, which kind of led to the first goal, right? We get a quick up and a nice play, right? Roslovic over to Patty and to Hark, and then we were just quite a bit faster after with all the things that we did.
And that line again gets you going offensively.
They did, and they. I still think there's a bunch more that was right. They were near some offense too, right? They made some really good plays, but fast. They're not fooling around with it through the neutral zone. They're not trying to weave any magic there. If they get a play like they did on the second, really, really nice drop pass by Roslovic, but it was done at speed, and that's why they all the things they're doing at speed. They're very effective, and you know, I mean, it got to the point that I had them playing against Carter partway through the game, and that was more of a statement of how well they were playing.
Blake thought he and Mark made a pretty good argument to be played together.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're watching that backdoor goal thinking, man, I haven't seen that in a while. That felt good. They certainly made a strong argument today. It's something that, you know, you like. You've seen it work so well, but we've had our challenges with pieces of lines. It would be one of the reasons why you would strongly consider it is the play of the Roslovic line, right? That you can kind of maybe there's no reason why Kyle Connor, who going into the game is our leading scorer with Patty and Andrew Kopp, who's arguably our best defensive forward, can't be very, very strong as a line. So be a good bet, I think, if you're putting on leaving it starting like that.
I know it wasn't your most important goal tonight, but you, off that Pionk shot from the point, you've been getting some pretty consistent offense from the point. What does that open up for your team when you're able to get that kind of consistency offense?
Yeah, so we had a bunch of those in the second, right? We started getting the puck, but that it all comes, how much chaos have you created before it goes from low to high out to your blue line? If you haven't created anything, they're going to come out in the shot lanes and you won't get anything to the net. The forwards now moving a little quicker, draw that team down. But a defenseman's not beating a goalie clean from the blue line if the goalie can see it. It's just the percentage of that is so low. It all goes to traffic and net front to have somebody shot tip there. It's the same way that they scored their goal to get within one. But there has to be, something has to happen in the offensive zone that allows those defensemen to find that shooting lane. So it's the D are getting the shots off because the forwards are driving it, and they're also getting some traffic now.
I know for a while it maybe looked like that third line was being driven by Andrew Kopp, and it probably was, but since Jack Roslovic moved from that second line down to the third, it's been a pretty big offensive force. So how much of that is driven by him?
Well, a big part of it. What he's doing through the neutral zone now is really improved, right? Don't never introduce a negative. He's been really good through the neutral zone with the puck, just driving in straight lines. He's a powerful skater. He's got good hands. He's not slowing down to try to make another play that gets knocked down. But you know what? You know what else? I mean, he blocks the shot, right, on the goal that he drives up the ice. So their D-zone coverage has been really good. I mean, their whole game is good right now. They're scoring goals, so we're certainly excited about it. But they're playing at a different level. You know, I think three guys, they're not deferring to each other. They're not playing with a veteran guy where they feel they got to get them the puck. They're just playing that game of hockey as fast as they can, and lots of good things are coming from
them. Paul, where can Dylan DeMello help you the most, and where do you see him fitting in?
Well, and our guys playing the offside have done a really, you know, real good job for us this year, but a right-handed shot makes your transition better. What he's good at is all parts of the game without being able to identify him as this is the strongest thing that he does. So that in itself, the all-around game. He can move the puck well. He'll get to it first. It's not the same player, but it's a version of what Neil does so well. He'll go back and touch it first. He moves the puck well. He doesn't have a hard time finding his man in the D zone. He sorts that out real good. He's got a real good stick on him. So he's just a real good all-around defenseman.
You know someone pretty well who coached him. Did you get a scouting report at all?
Yeah, exactly. Mostly the hockey part was simple. He said he's a real effective player. And that's I think, the right descriptive word. But more importantly, said that this guy's salt of the earth. He's just a good man that's had to, nothing given to him, that he's worked really, really hard to get to the National Hockey League.
So just going back, do you see him fitting with Josh or Dimitri?
No, we'll talk. We'll work on it for a day.
Well, I wanted to go to the neutral zone where I thought maybe the flow of play changed, and whether it was the third line again trapping pucks off or other lines moving the puck up and beating the 1-3-1, what worked well and what didn't in the neutral zone?
Well, the neutral zone wasn't our starting point. So they're running a 1-3-1, and they're really good at it now. It was a new system for them this year. It takes a little while to develop it, and they're very, very good at it now. So if you're dragging the puck and that's the starting point, it's hard to get through. But when the puck comes from their end to the neutral zone, it's a lot harder to get into. All neutral zone systems are harder to get into when the puck comes from their end. And the first goal. We don't go D to D. We don't drag it back. We're not rolling around on them. I think it goes north before they can get into it. It's in the back of the net. So what we did well is we countered off pucks that came from the offensive zone. So I'd almost say our forecheck got better. The forecheck gets better. You're looking at a different kind of puck in the neutral zone. You've got them trying to recover to their neutral zone, and we move it quicker. And then, like anybody's neutral zone, you score that first goal like that, they'll give you two more feet ice, and then all of a sudden you're getting through it with speed. That was confusing, but I understood it. So.